we are all on the same page. We really, at this stage, have had no choice but to convene a special meeting, a one-item agenda meeting on this matter, so that you can be rest assured.
Mr. Kujeto Ablakwa noted that government considers tertiary education as essential to development, given that the institutions train literates that can help fight ignorance, poverty, and disease. He urged the students to be good leaders today as well as leaders for tomorrow.
Billy Jakwa and Priscilla Anunoy filed that report. Students in basic and second cycle institutions, especially those in boarding houses, are struggling with their studies due to the worsening power outages. A visit to some basic and senior high schools in the Accra metropolis showed that students are really having a difficult time dealing with the power crisis, especially with the load shedding timetable, and therefore not able to plan their prep time. The situation, the schools say, is so serious that school heads have to resort to hiring power plants, and this is taking a toll on their finances. A report by Ivona Telegu and Godwin Aloriwe.
As at the time we visited the premises of Legon Presec, there was light out. Due to this, almost all the offices were opened to allow in fresh air. The assistant headmistress in charge of administration at the school, Dora Dankwata Akun, lamented that they receive complaints from students on how the frequent power outage is affecting their studies. She added that fueling the power plant is very expensive.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we come to work, there's no light for us to work. Even if we have to submit documents to the district or the regional, we have not been able to fulfill those things because we don't have light. Our students are writing mock, and because we want them also to show that what they have studied, they have to answer questions on, and not they studied and they were not able to write the exam. So we have a plan that when it comes to situations that are very difficult, we have to use the plan to print the questions. So sometimes we have to put it on for 2-3 hours and look at the amount of money we're going to consume, because the compound is very big. So immediately we finish with this important assignment, we just put it on. So evening, we don't put it on for students to even do their evening prep. And students are also complaining how best, but there's nothing we can do. So government should do something by at least giving the institutions or the organizations 3 hours of power during the day so that we can work and that we can be productive enough for him to also take his tax.
The situation was not different at the Accra Girls Senior High School, as most students are worried that the situation will affect their performance in the impending WASC. At the Achimota Basic School, a teacher who wants to remain anonymous said the school now runs on 2 power plants. The big one is used at night and the small one during the day. According to her, anytime there is blackout, the school spends 700 cedis on diesel to power the plant, which is very expensive. Some of the students poured out their frustration to Radio Ghana.
Sometimes we don't go for prep.
Okay.
Because there are no lights, so we can't learn in the evening. Right now we are writing mock and we don't go for prep.
So do you resort to other means of learning, like using torchlights or chargeable lamps?
It's not allowed.
Okay. It's not allowed.
Okay. Actually, if the light is not on, we don't get light to do our homework. And sometimes, if we are not able to do our homework, like the step we can't learn very hard. Sometimes, especially with the borders, when we get up from bed, we are unable to see, to take our towels and things. So it becomes very difficult for us.
The situation is very bad.
How bad is it? Can you just explain?
But in the boarding houses, sometimes we sleep, even if we want to learn, then we'll be there and the light is out. Then we don't know what, maybe you're having a test, then you must learn, then the light is out, you can't learn, so that you can pass the examination.
It's not helping us at all, because our seniors didn't do well in the WASI. And even if we really want to prepare now, we are having 24 hours of light off. This is just going to, like, destroy everything. And now, 24 hours, how would we get time to learn? What, how many of us do they expect? Even with light, when we're learning, we don't understand. And there's no light. Now, what are we doing? Like, we want help. The government should do something.
With the situation at hand, one hopes that government's plan to work around the clock will be apt to forestall any problem, especially with regards to students' academic performance.